You may have noticed that even fast food, the one thing that's supposed to always be affordable, is now unaffordable. The average order for fast food is now roughly $18, a figure up 4.1% since last year. I mean, just three Filet-O-Fishes will run you $17 at Mackey's.
$17 for three Filet-O-Fishes at McDonald's? Are you kidding me?
And it's not just fast food. Even coffee chains like Starbucks are now at a point where you'll go in and end up paying $7 for a single cup of takeaway coffee. And these costs aren't slowing down. That's why recently, people are starting to come out saying they can't even afford to take their kids to McDonald's anymore, as the prices are becoming too insane, which marks a huge shift in America. You see, fast food is famous for being recession-proof. When people have less money and can't afford organic, healthy food, fast food companies make billions off of this. The best years for all these fast food chains is in years of economic turmoil. When standard of living, inflation, and misery becomes normal, this then prompts a desperate influx of customers to fast food chains as a last resort. But now, even fast food is becoming unaffordable for most across America. According to the Consumer Price Index, fast food from 2019 to 2023 was up nearly 28%, more than almost any other category measured in this time period. Which is why it's been reported that less and less people are going to fast food restaurants. And the same can be said for almost every chain across America, as these chains are squeezing every last dime out of American communities, while at the same time facing huge drops in consumers. Just recently, 99 cents stores across America have been closing, hundreds and hundreds of dollar stores leaving communities, and chains like even Starbucks have began closing stores across the country. But funnily enough, all of these companies have still been able to maintain their revenue. How? What's going on here? And why are fast food chains raising their prices so dramatically? And even more importantly, how are they losing customers and still keeping the same revenue up? Well, trust me when I say that this matters a lot for you watching this right now, as this is an omen for the future of the American economy. And so, of course, there's a bunch to unpack here. Now, on the surface, fast food is more expensive for a few reasons. The cost of packaging and buying up the raw ingredients needed is naturally increasing with inflation and the food market as a whole. However, of course, these crazy fast food prices isn't happening across the entire world. It's more of an America-centric thing. And one of the main causes for this is rising minimum wages. As recently it was announced in California alone, that all fast food workers would earn a minimum of $20. And this is starting to become the norm for many major cities within the US. And this is out of necessity, as the labor market is starting to turn their back against fast food establishments and chains. So the only way these chains can bring back workers is by incentivizing them financially. Which is why CNBC noted that the labor supply for these chains is still below 2019 levels. Or put more simply, there's more job openings and less applicants. Okay, so rising labor costs and industry costs is the reason for why fast food and all the other chains are becoming more expensive, right? Well, not entirely. You see, there's a lot more beneath the surface we need to unpack here. To stand out, recently companies like Wendy's and McDonald's have been pouring millions upon millions into their apps, and more specifically making you spend on their apps to get points, creating this chain and dopamine feedback loop, ensuring you always come back for your free occasional rewards and discounts. Going so far as to use these apps to monitor your habits, where you live, your lifestyle, to always constantly addict you into consuming the slop that they're shoving down your throat, that they're addicting you to. And by understanding this, you start to realize how dependent all of America is on chains as a whole. Because the more dependent you are on these chains' products, the easier it is for them to raise their prices, as you have no other option, which is really concerning for anyone who lives in or has been to America. I mean, just recently, I was in northern Florida and Georgia, and there's literally nothing in most of these small towns in southern America, apart from highway strips, malls, and ominous signs of chain stores glowing everywhere. You can't even walk across the street to shops or local community areas. You have to drive no matter what, even if it's just across the road, because the entire landscape is designed to be anti-human. In most of America, there are no local food shops, there is no walkability, there is no affordable healthy food, just mega chains in most rural areas and low-income neighborhoods. I mean, most towns in America consist of usually just two types of chains, fast food stores and dollar stores. But the question is, why is this the case and how did it get there? It wasn't always like this. Well, in much of America, people are situated in food deserts, where there's hardly any local organic options as it's too expensive for most people to enjoy, due to the economic state of the country. So instead, companies like Dollar General and 99 cent stores have swooped in using all of their financial power to outprice any local regular food options and instead replace local businesses and grocery shops with these giant chains. It's why so much of America feels like clone towns, the same small town of chains, highways and strip malls, on repeat for hundreds of miles. And it's so expensive accepted because at first the chains are seen as cheap. But as more and more people are realizing recently, this is just an illusion to make you dependent on the chains in the long run. Because instead of giving communities normal nice grocery stores, they create dollar stores. And most of these dollar stores aren't even actual dollar stores anymore. Especially for what you get in these sorts of places, you're getting very little substance back, as it's usually never actually cheaper in the long run. But by doing this, these chain stores have created a billion-dollar industry. Dollar stores, for example, like 99 cent stores, have been able to exist well within the American economy by replacing grocery stores for low-income workers in bad neighborhoods or people in rural areas, as these were some of the only places that everybody in America could afford, no matter what. And it worked because these stores made the American economy accessible to everybody, even the lowest income consumers, by supposedly offering hope to bad neighborhoods and rural areas, equalizing opportunity, and in turn providing jobs for those people. And it worked so well for so long that there's actually more dollar stores in America than Walmart, Starbucks, and McDonald's combined. But now even dollar stores are raising prices, but not really in the same way as other chain stores like McDonald's. It works like this: for a dollar, you're starting to get less and less, to the point that you end up spending more for less, and just like with rising fast food prices, people are now going to these chains even less, which is why Family Dollar has closed 1,000 stores, and 99 cent stores have closed 371 stores, and it seems like this is a continuing trend. And yet weirdly, the two biggest dollar store companies, Dollar General and Dollar Tree, have been making billions in profits. Something weird's going on. Why are they closing and yet still making a profit? Is it really just prices going up? But even if you don't go to dollar stores often, this is still a sign of the times, because prices continue soaring for almost everything. And now, if they shop at the dollar store or not, most Americans think they need to save over $1.4 million for retirement. $1.4 million. That number is up over 50% from just 4 years ago. It means our money's gonna have to work overtime, right? Well, luckily, thousands of people are already benefiting from an exciting new asset with Masterworks, the art investing platform that sold over $54 million worth of art and distributed the proceeds to their savvy investors. Here you can see every return that Masterworks has made to date. Now, those Masterworks investors didn't need to know anything about art. In fact, over 900,000 members have signed on so far, and I've seen shares for some artworks sell out in minutes. But my subscribers are being invited to access the artworks available on their platform right now by scanning the QR code on screen or going to masterworks.art/moon. And as with any investment, past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. And by understanding this sentiment, you start to connect the dots to a pattern that is infecting all of America. Chain stores are making everyone dependent on them, then raising the prices to suck what little is left out of American communities, giving a terrible service and a terrible product for a premium price. And once these small communities are reliant on overpriced garbage that poison the community's health and wallet, it makes people across America sicker and poorer, which is destroying America from within quicker than you would initially realize. Take Branson, for example. It's a small town in Missouri, known for its beautiful nature, fishing, and hiking. It's completely surrounded by natural beauty, including lakes, woods, and wildlife. It was the kind of place where everyone knew each other, and local businesses, from family-owned diners to independent bookstores, formed the backbone of the community. However, during the 80s and 90s, Branson suddenly went a dramatic transformation, at the very same time as the dollar store rise. You see, the town became a tourist attraction after was featured on a television show called 60 Minutes as the live music capital of the universe.
A wonderful nowhere, a cafe, a five and dime. 3,000 and something souls in a town in the Ozarks that's a mere blip on the two-lane strip of blacktop of Route 76. And it gets 4 million visitors a year.
And this coverage sparks an entertainment boom, with new theaters and venues springing up rapidly, and you would think this would be great for the small town. But as Branson's popularity grew, the chains across America were starting to take notice. And over time, these chains started to outnumber and overshadow all local businesses. The community fabric began to change as these larger companies brought in outside employees, and the profits started flowing back to corporate headquarters rather than staying within the local economy. Local shops and restaurants that have been the community staples for decades found it increasingly impossible to compete with the pricing power of national chains. Many were forced to close their doors, and the entire social and cultural landscape of the town changed. Suddenly, it was becoming a clone town, an exact replica of every other small town across America. McDonald's, dollar stores, giant highways, community events that once centered around local happenings and traditional gatherings gave way to events aimed at just drawing tourists. The entire town's identity was numbed down, from a close-knit community to another clone town. And it's the same pattern for most towns across the states. And it's something that David Foster Wallace predicted in the book Infinite Jest, where he wrote of a future where eventually in America, year names are replaced by chain names. Instead of, say, 2024, for example, example, it would be the year of the Whopper instead. I mean, is it any surprise that 1 in 8 Americans are now becoming alcoholics? Depression and anxiety is at the highest levels ever recorded? I mean, despite all of America's technological advancements, all the new gadgets, the latest iPhones, the latest Starbucks flavors, the latest new Big Mac specials and rewards, nihilism is hanging in the air more than ever. The economic pressure is mounting, and people are becoming more and more isolated from their communities and one another by soulless chain stores being the icon of their towns. And so when you see your favorite chain or your local McDonald's raise its prices exponentially every single year, keep to mind the words of Theodore Dalrymple, quote, "I deplore McDonald's as disgusting products and despise the childish and garish decor of their canteens. They detract from the quality of our civilization." If someone were to tell me that children love these restaurants, I should reply, "But that is precisely why it should be a criminal offense."